We stood as one in a group surrounding a makeshift stage as one clergy member after another stood in the forefront and prayed, sang, chanted, spoke. A patchwork of clergy members donning vestments of a myriad of religions and denominations. 2 years ago, I answered a clergy call to the Standing Rock Reservation. Clergy of so many faiths and denominations joined the Native Water Protectors in opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline that directly threatened their drinking water and was diverted their way to protect the drinking water of their white neighbors. For 2 days, the interfaith presence was overwhelmingly meaningful and loving. During my short time there, I stood with priests, rabbis, Native shamans, imams, and we all put aside our theological differences in order to side with the water protectors. There was singing and praying and chanting and smudging and a joining together of multiple religious groups for a common cause, love. A love that joined us together to be side by side to work towards social justice. We all have different truths, everyone on this planet. Truths in religion, truths in politics, truth in worldviews or parenting or worshiping. Truths are what is real to each individual. Truths come from the lives we have lived and the stories that shaped these lives. Lives that experience poverty, riches. Lives that experience privilege or marginalization. Lives that originated in red states or in blue states, from this country or another, from different political and religious upbringings. The first truths we know often come from what we were taught in our early years. Our truths are our fact, our worldview. And our truths are different, yet valid. These differences can often lead to division, and yet what we need is not division, but cohesion. And what allows for cohesion across truths are boundaries. Boundaries mean I understand both of our truths to be correct. I don't have to believe your truth, and you don't have to believe mine. With these boundaries in place, we can accomplish all sorts of good. Boundaries say I love you by saying I see you, I hear you. And thus, it is an acceptance of another person's beliefs without changing one's own beliefs. It is an acknowledgement that we can grow together with different understandings of what is true. Democrat, Republican, Hindu, Muslim, and when we join, we can work for justice. When we join together, we as humanity become one. What does it mean to be one with all of humanity? Hope Johnson writes, "We are one, a diverse group of proudly kindred spirits, here not by coincidence, because we journey together." In this oneness, we connect our spirits, our souls, one together with intentionality and solidarity, not by coincidence. We can be one together for justice. Together with intentionality, we spread love like a ripple, reverberating through the web of which we are all a part. It is easy to fall into the trap of seeing people with different truths, different beliefs or understandings, to be somehow less human. But when we get proximate, we learn that we are all human. We all laugh, we all cry. But what cannot be overcome? What truths cannot be accepted? For while we extend this inherent worth, what we will not extend is acceptance and solidarity with those who act in a way that is counter to our principles. Truths that do not value the inherent worth and dignity of every person. What is counter to our principles and our truths? Racism, for example. Racism deprives people of color from living with inherent worth and dignity. Anti-Semitism deprives our Jewish siblings of inherent worth and dignity. sexism, misogyny, xenophobia, homophobia, transphobia, hate crimes, terrorism, domestic terrorism, all of these ideologies and activities deprive the victims of their inherent worth. And thus it is our duty to join with others of whom we disagree with, but with whom we share this fundamental belief in inherent worth. But we can acknowledge that people can change. Each generation need not continue the same narrative. And we can love, and we can educate, and we can be fierce advocates for all sorts of social justice. Love means not allowing these volatile acts to happen. Love means social justice and stopping these acts. And when we work within this paradigm, we need to honor boundaries. As a part of my seminary education, I served as a chaplain at a university hospital in New Jersey. This meant offering spiritual care to patients. And my cohort of chaplains, there were several Christians, a Jewish woman, and me, a Unitarian Universalist. We joined together across religious beliefs in order to learn and serve the hospital patients, until our differences were made apparent in prayer. One afternoon, a Christian minister held a prayer. In this prayer, the minister, so used to preaching his Christian beliefs to a Christian audience, brought into the prayer Jesus as a divine being, as part of the Christian Trinity. This tore at the soul of my Jewish friend. She felt theologically ignored and invisible. And this prayer created a schism in our otherwise cohesive group. There were two different truths here, a truth of Jesus being divine, and a truth of Jesus being human. Both truths were equally valid to each person's religious beliefs, and the schism grew and the hurt grew until a conversation was had and boundaries implemented. We sat as a group and talked. The Christian student shared his truth, and the Jewish student shared her truth, and as these truths were both heard, an understanding happened. An understanding that Jews and Christians and Unitarian Universalists can worship together if only we are cognizant of language. Specifically, eye language. The Christian didn't have to stop talking about Jesus being divine, and the Jewish woman never had to concede to this. Instead, I statements. Individual statements that led to great inclusivity. And we continued to worship together, and learn together, and grow together, all while saying, I, a prayer that says, I pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. One, a truth from being raised Christian, and another truth from being raised Jewish. Both truths equally valid, and when each person was treated with respect, and a boundary of I language was implemented, the two student chaplains could worship together and work together to heal those in their care. And so our small cohort of chaplains resumed work. We were not fighting for justice, but what we learned will forever spur my understanding of truth and justice. Eye language allows for us to work across boundaries as a group. We do as a group, any group, what we cannot do as an individual. So I invite you, in the words of Leslie Takahashi, adopted from Rumi, come, come, whoever you are. Come with your hurts, your imperfections, your places that feel raw and exposed. Come, come, whoever you are. Come with your strengths that the world shudders to hold. Come with your wild imaginings of a better world. Come with your hopes that it seems no one wants to hear. Not any one person can contain strength to overcome all barriers. Not any one person can have every imagining of a better world. Not any one person can contain enough hope to continue forward and overcome adversity in all shapes and forms. But a group can do that. A group has a deep collective of strengths, imaginings, and hopes. A group can make a social justice movement. These are all individual truths that create a strong and powerful network. And a group, with proper boundaries, inherent respect for one another, and ability to speak with eye language can move mountains. And ultimately, we may not be as different as we think. While our culture seems overwhelmingly divided, people with different backgrounds are working together for common causes. I share a brief story of two people with two opposing political beliefs, one Democrat and one Republican, one pro-choice and one pro-life. Two people who initially did not see each other as fully human, but as some sort of creature with foreign ideas. Until they overcame hurdles to work together toward gun reform. Acknowledging different truths on abortion, yet coming together for truths about the value of human life in relation to gun control. Understanding their different political beliefs didn't make the other one less human. Working together for a common truth that works for betterment of all. So often differences keep us from joining together and instead create dichotomies, this versus that. We don't have to be this. We don't have to be versus. No Republican versus Democrat, no rich versus poor. An acknowledgement that each versus is a different truth, not a rallying point. And what is arguably needed most is proximity. For when we come together, when we see each other as people and not stereotypes, we may note that our differences are not too dramatic after all. Yvonne Sion writes, "Each one of us comes from a different place, yet we are all one. We carve for ourselves our unique space, yet we are all one. We learn how to speak, eat, dress, cook, and play in different ways. Of common homeland we have not a trace, yet we are all one. Even if we don't want to be one, we are, and it is up to us how we are going to move forward with this reality. What I hope to see is Democrats, Republicans, pagans, Jews, Christians, wealthy, poor, black, brown, white, joining together in acts of love to oppose acts of hate. Even if these groups do not agree on everything, groups of people can overcome differences to work for a common cause of which there is agreement. We as Unitarian Universalists pride ourselves on our inclusivity. May we join together and invite others to join with us to question values that do not honor inherent worth and dignity, that do not honor justice, equity, and compassion in human relationships, that do not respect our independent, interdependent web. May we as Unitarian Universalists model this radical inclusivity. And may we know that we are not perfect and that we still have anti-oppression work to do, both within our walls and beyond. We as an American society need to acknowledge that we live in a society where marginalization has run rampant since the first settlers came and inflicted genocide on the native peoples. For so long, accepted truth has solely meant white truth. In order to dismantle white supremacy, I need to acknowledge the truth that, in living with white privilege, I will never fully know. I share the following words with deep respect, with an acknowledgement that I will never know the truth of these verses of this minister of color, who speaks with the voice of a marginalized person. When she speaks of we, she speaks of the marginalized. May what we know of suffering, redemption, and salvation bring us to love. Having been the other, may our hearts exclude no one. Having been the slave, may we long to be no one's master." Natalie Fenimore. The slave. The story from the life of a person of color. These truths have been ignored for so long. Truths that come from an overwhelming wealth of knowledge and experience. This is the truth of oppression. This tells a story that demonstrates much of what is known about suffering. All that is known about redemption, and all that is known about salvation. a radical inclusivity that is strengthened by the deep knowledge of exclusivity. In seeking all truths, we learn from each other and from experiences we have never had. Another truth. In including and accepting everyone, groups have truths that otherwise never would have occurred to them. Truths that come from experience that not everyone could possibly share. We as Unitarian Universalists and we as a people need to overcome differences in order to join together. This is necessary if we want to be a source for social justice. To work towards a better society necessitates that we work with people from all walks of life. In the words of Donald E. Robinson, social justice can only begin with the interaction between fortunate people and those who, by virtue of the accident of birth or other circumstances, have good jobs, good educational backgrounds, and good lives to come to the assistance of those who face formidable obstacles to getting an education and leading fulfilling lives. Social justice is about proximity, when different stories join together with multiple truths. This leads to interactions between the accidentally fortunate and those who face obstacles. Robinson writes of coming to assistance, and I further argue that the fortunate need to join those who face obstacles in the battles they are already fighting, to learn how to follow and be of assistance instead of leading. Like following the water protectors at Standing Rock. Ultimately, we all need to come together because our truths are extremely different, and with these differences, we create a strong and beautiful patchwork. In the words of Hope Johnson, we are one, a diverse group of proudly kindred spirits, here not by coincidence, because we journey together.